Chapter 10. The Physical Evidence. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." Such are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is not one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there be one who is wise and seeks God. All alike have gone astray. Psalm 14:1-3. Mathematical composition of a literary work is a totally new concept, though we now realize it has existed for centuries in sacred writings. Since it is a new concept, a brief explanation may be of help. Mathematically composed literature. Suppose you are asked to write a book with the stipulation that 1. Chapter 3 is to contain exactly 532 of the letter S. 2. Chapter 8 is to contain exactly 209 B's and 779 T's. 3. Chapter 6 is to contain exactly 133 of the letter combination ING. 4. And the total number of sentences must be exactly 57,152. You will then try to write this hypothetical book, carefully counting and keeping track of those letters and the number of sentences in order to conform with the specifications given to you. As you conform to these specifications, you must write down words and sentences that make sense and tell the reader something important having to do with the subject of your book. This is a simple example of mathematical composition. These specifications can be increased or decreased to create varying degrees of complexity. The specific counts of certain letters, numbers of specific phrases, numbers of sentences, and totals of verse numbers can soon become so interlocking that it becomes virtually impossible to compose such a book. Coded Scripture. Mathematically composed liturgies were reported by Rabbi Judah the Pious in the 11th century. To my knowledge, a recent analysis of the Torah has not been done to see if this code is still intact in the entire scripture, but we have already discussed indications that there have been some alterations in the Torah, at the very least in reference to the sons of Abraham. These alterations would have seriously disrupted the code. The Gospels have been shown to have many problems in their transmission to us. In their present form, they are not good candidates at all for such an analysis. The Quran, which was revealed in AD 610-630, is the only scripture that is known to still exist in its original language and form. It is also the only book known to be mathematically coded throughout. All the parameters of the Quran, the numbers and sequences of chapters, the number of verses, the number assigned to each verse, the number of words, the number of certain specified letters, the number of words from the same root, the number and variety of divine names, the absence of one or more letters from a word, verse, or chapter, the unique and often strange spellings of certain crucial words, and many other elements are all authenticated by its mathematical code. How was it discovered? How was this code discovered in the Quran? Before we can answer that question, we need to know a little about a unique feature in the Quran, a phenomenon not found in any other literature. 29 chapters of the Quran are prefixed with certain letters of the Arabic alphabet, or Quranic initials. Ever since the Quran was revealed more than 14 centuries ago, Muslim and Orientalist scholars have been trying to decipher the meaning and possible significance of these mysterious Quranic initials, but to no avail. They remained a mystery to all. Finally, a Muslim scientist and computer expert named Rashad Khalifa entered the Quran into a computer in hopes of finding some pattern which would explain these initials. Khalifa, a PhD chemist, later on the roster of scientists called Technical Assistance Experts with the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, began his computer study as part of the research for his translation of the Quran into English. The result of his extensive research was the discovery of an intricate mathematical system which pervades the whole Quran and governs every possible parameter, including its initials. Dr. Khalifa's discovery is extremely significant, especially since it matches the findings of Rabbi Judah the Pious. The common denominator of the Quran's mathematical code, the number 19, was reported by Rabbi Judah in the liturgy, in the scripture, in nature, in historical events, and throughout the universe. Thus, God's signature, the number 19, encodes and guarantees every letter and every parameter of the Quran and intact portions of the Torah. It also places the Creator's stamp on our own creation, on major historical events, on the sun, moon, earth, interactions, and throughout the universe. Western knowledge of the code. Why haven't you heard about this? Here in the West, Rashad Khalifa's work has not received the attention it deserves. Only two Western comments on his momentous discovery are noteworthy. The first comment appeared in the Scientific American of September 1980. Martin Gardner wrote of Khalifa's initial publication in the West. I later discovered that the author of this monograph, Rashad Khalifa, is an Egyptian who received a doctorate in biochemistry from an American university, where he also taught for a time. His monograph was published privately in the U.S. in 1972. Dr. Khalifa's monograph attempts to show that 19 appears throughout the Quran too often to be there by chance. The number of surahs in the Quran is 114, a multiple of 19. A famous verse called the Basmala, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, which opens every surah but one, has 19 letters. Its first word, ism, appears 19 times in the Quran. The second word, Allah, is found 2,698, or 142 times 19 times. The number of times the third word, Al-Rahman, appears is 57, which is also a multiple of 19, as is the number of times the fourth word, Al-Rahim, appears, 114. It's an ingenious study of the Quran, but it could have been more impressive if Khalifa had consulted me before he wrote it. 19 is an unusual prime. For example, it's the sum of the first powers of 9 and 10, and the difference between the second powers of 9 and 10. 3 years later, the Canadian Council of the Study of Religion reported in its quarterly review of April 1983 that the code Khalifa discovered is an authenticating proof of the divine origin of the Quran. Since 1983, little notice has been taken of this work. In spite of that, Dr. Khalifa's work has been published in the United States in 6 books. 1. Miracle of the Quran, Significance of the Mysterious Alphabets. 2. The Computer Speaks, God's Message to the World. 3. Quran, the Final Scripture. 4. Quran, Visual Presentation of the Miracle. 5. Quran, Hadith and Islam. 6. Quran, the Final Testament. Mideastern knowledge of the code. In the Middle East, the story is a little different. Beginning in the late 60s, this work received wide publicity throughout the Islamic world, rendering Khalifa's name a household word. By the end of 1973, Rashad Khalifa had become a popular hero, commanding full house audiences as he lectured at the universities, mosques, organizations, and even royal and presidential palaces. However, his discovery led to unavoidable conclusions which ran contrary to certain basic beliefs of the traditional Muslim clergy. These conclusions boil down to a total rejection of the Islamic traditions, which have been added onto the religion over the centuries, and a return to the pure teachings of Quran alone. Consequently, Khalifa's popularity was reversed and his life threatened in a number of Muslim countries. Before Khalifa incurred the wrath of the Muslim clergy, many popular magazines and newspapers in the Middle East, from Morocco to Pakistan, reported his discoveries. Millions of summaries in pamphlet and bulletin form are still secretly circulating among the Muslims of the world. Khalifa's first publicized report appeared in the most popular magazine of the Middle East, Egypt's Akhrsa, January 24, 1973. Updates of his research were subsequently published in the same magazine, November 28, 1973, and December 31, 1975. Many other magazines and newspaper articles by and about Khalifa appeared throughout the world in many languages. Then, very early in the morning on January 31, 1990, Rashad Khalifa's life was taken by one or more assassins who had broken into his office in Tucson, Arizona, and waited for him. There is no doubt that his life was taken in an attempt to stem the growing rejection of distorted Islamic tradition and a return to the Quran alone, a movement which he spearheaded. Details introduced. The relevance of the Quran's mathematical code to the history of Jesus makes it necessary to review this code in some detail. The Quran was recorded as it was revealed, in fragments which were separated in both time and place, and positioned like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle into the final scripture. Since the order of revelation is different from the order of final position, two consecutive verses may be separated by as much as 2 years and 300 miles according to their chronological revelation. Before his assassination, Dr. Khalifa graciously gave me permission to reproduce as much of the appendix covering the mathematical code as I wish from his translation, Quran, the Final Testament. I have chosen to pick out the simpler facts to summarize here, but have summarized his entire appendix as an appendix to this book. The Code, Simple Facts. Though the code was initially discovered by examining the occurrences of Quranic initials in the initial chapters of the Quran, there is a large number of much less complex parameters to the code. Here is a brief listing of some of them. 1. There are 114 chapters in the Quran, or 19 times 6. 2. The total number of verses in the Quran is 6,346, or 19 times 334. 3. Then you add the 30 different numbers which are mentioned in the Quran's text, in other words, one God, two brothers, etc. The total is 162,146, or 19 times 8,534. 4. The first statement in the Quran, "In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful," consists of 19 Arabic letters. Known as the Basmala, it prefaces every chapter except chapter 9. 5. Though missing from chapter 9, exactly 19 chapters later, the Basmala occurs twice. Chapter 27 has this statement at its beginning and in verse 30. This makes the total number of times the Basmala occurs in the Quran 114, or 19 times 6. 6. Since there are 19 chapters between the missing Basmala and the extra one, the sum of those chapter numbers is a multiple of 19. The sum of any 19 consecutive numbers is a multiple of 19. But the total, 342, is also the exact number of words between the two occurrences of the Basmala in chapter 27. This number, 342, is 19 times 18. 7. Every word in the Basmala occurs throughout the Quran a number of times, which is a multiple of 19. 8. The very first revelation that was given to the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, came as 19 words. 9. The total number of letters making up the 19 words of the first revelation is 76, 19 times 4. 10. Though they were the first revelation, these verses are placed at the beginning of chapter 96. This chapter is atop the last 19 chapters. 11. Chapter 96 consists of 304 Arabic letters, or 19 times 16. 12. The last chapter revealed, chapter 110, has 19 words, and its first verse is 19 letters. 13. God's name in Arabic, Allah, occurs in the Quran 2,698 times, or 19 times 142. 14. If you add the numbers of the verses where Allah occurs, the total is 118,123, or 19 times 6,217. 15. The main message in the Quran is that there is only one God. The number of times that the word one is used to refer to this concept of one God is 19. 16. The word Quran occurs in 38 different chapters, or 19 times 2. 17. The total number of times the Quran is mentioned is 57, 19 times 3. 18. Within the 114 chapters of the Quran, 29 of them begin with the Quranic initials discussed earlier. Intermixed between the first initialed chapter, chapter 2, and the last initialed chapter, chapter 68, are 38 non-initialed chapters, or 19 times 2. 19. In that same group of chapters from chapter 2 to chapter 68, there are 19 alternating sets of initialed and non-initialed chapters. 20. The total number of verses making up this group of chapters is 5,263, or 19 times 277. 21. Within this group of chapters, there are also 2,641 occurrences of the word Allah, or 19 times 139. Of course, that leaves 57, or 19 times 3, occurrences of that word outside of this group. 22. If you add the chapter and verse numbers of the 57 occurrences of Allah outside the initialed section, the total is 2,432, or 19 times 128. 23. There are a large number of discoveries having to do with the numbers of the chapters and verses. Many of them are very complex and interrelated. Here is a simple one to give you a feel for these discoveries. If you add the numbers assigned to all the chapters, plus the numbers assigned to all of the verses, plus the number of verses in the Quran, the total is 346,199, or 19 times 19 times 959. 24. If you look at the initial chapters separately and add the chapter numbers, verse numbers, and number of verses, the total is 190,133, 19 times 10,007. Of course, it follows that the total for the uninitial chapters, 156,066, is also divisible by 19. There are a great many more discoveries, most of them more complex than the ones presented above. Additional discoveries continue to be made as Dr. Khalifa's work is carried on by the many students of pure Quran he left behind. You may already be convinced that this interlocking occurrence of the number 19 is too frequent to be accidental. If not, the next section dealing with the Quranic initials should dispel your doubts. Quranic initials. As we discussed earlier in this chapter, it was the search for an explanation of the Quranic initials which led to the discovery of the code embedded in the Arabic text of this scripture. These initials exhibit many aspects of the code, when looked at as individual sets and when looked at as a whole. Let us begin by looking at the initials which use a single letter. The first one we will examine is the initial which has the English transliteration of Q. The initial Q, Kaf. There are several special phenomena having to do with the initial Q. Perhaps it can be seen as standing for Quran. This is especially so since there are two Q initial chapters, each with 57, 19 times 3, Qs in them. Thus the total of Qs in both chapters is 114, 19 times 6. The same number as the number of chapters in the Quran. The fact that both Q initial chapters contain exactly 57 Qs is quite remarkable because the first of them, chapter 42, is more than twice as long as the second, chapter 50. There is another remarkable phenomenon in the sum of the number of each chapter with the number of verses in that chapter. Chapter 42 has 53 verses. 42 plus 53 is 95. 19 times 5. If we look at the other Q initial chapter, 50, it has 45 verses. 50 plus 45 is also 95. The initial N, noon. This initial prefixes only one chapter, number 68. The total number of occurrences of N in this chapter is 133, or 19 times 7. The initial S, Sad. S prefixes three different chapters, 7, 19, and 38. The total occurrences of S in these three chapters taken together is 152, or 19 times 8. Most of the time, the initials occur together in sets. Next, we will examine some of these sets. The initials YS, Ya Sin. These two initials are found at the beginning of chapter 36. The number of times these two letters appear in this chapter is 285, or 19 times 15. The initials HM, Ha Mim. This set of initials is found initializing the seven consecutive chapters 40 through 46. The total occurrence of these two in all of these chapters is 2,147, or 19 times 113. The initials ASQ, Ain Sin Kaf. Chapter 42 is the only chapter with a set of initials HM in the first verse and another, ASQ, in verse 2. The number of times the letters of this second set of initials are in chapter 42 is 209, or 19 times 11. Conclusion. There are more sets of initials which we could discuss. All of them exhibit similar phenomena to those we have examined. Much more detail is contained in the appendix of this book. From this short presentation, it is easy to see that the substitution or removal of any word containing one of the initials in an initial chapter would break the code in that chapter. As the initials become more complex, the difficulty of writing readable and meaningful sentences increases. In some cases, the only way that the code could have been written into the Quran was for the language to have been invented around it. The patterns exhibited in the initial chapters, added to the simpler parameters discussed earlier, make an awesome network of coding which pervades the very fabric of the Quran. All this clearly required divine control. Having established the Quran as a valid outside source, let us continue to examine what we know about Jesus and his teachings.